Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds.
This right here keep us going every Tuesday. Make it to the next month.
That's Patricia at Kent Way Senior Affordable Apartments, where Kent State's campus kitchen serves a meal every Tuesday for food insecure residents. We spent some time there.
I'm Emily France, and I'm the general manager of Campus Kitchen. I mean, the residents here, without us, a lot of them may not have the ingredients to make a proper nutritious meal. They might not have the time or the energy, or just maybe too difficult for whatever reason. So a lot of individuals, we help make sure that, you know, they can rely on us, and we're kind of like a safety net for a lot of individuals in the community. And without us, it's worrisome about like where they would turn to and how they would get that food.
Campus Kitchen is a student-run kitchen that gathers recovered food. They then get the food out to folks who are food insecure in the form of food pantries or prepared meals. The Kent State students who run it are volunteers who want to have an impact. The weekly meal at Kent Way Apartments is just one outreach, and it makes a difference.
I'll be trying to struggle, try to get some more food. You know, go to the food banks, follow the food banks and stuff like that. I really don't like to do it, but I do it if I have to.
It means a lot, especially for us senior citizens. A lot of us are on limited income. People that are on limited income, and, you know, they don't give us much food stamps anymore, and they cook excellent food, excellent food. We've never had any bad food from them at all.
Yeah, and, you know, just a home-cooked meal from somebody coming in, a group of people, and they volunteer their time, right? I mean, who does that, you know? It's great to be thought of, basically, because that's what it is. They're being thoughtful.
That was Patricia, Carol, and Pam. Sandy Hallam is the Enrichment Coordinator for Family and Community Services, the organization that runs Kent Way.
And specifically came here when we moved in 2 years ago and took over Kent Way to bring services to people. So the first thing that we determined would be important was food. If they were fed and they were able to feel good, and many of them run out of money very quickly, like around the middle of the month. So the food was important because they needed to nourish themselves, but the idea of having meals here was so that they could get to know each other, because there were a lot of problems. They never spoke to each other. They never came into the big room and mingled. So this was at the center of what we wanted to do to change the culture, and it has. It's amazing.
My name is Jacqueline Flannery, and I'm an activities coordinator for Kent Way. I've seen, you know, new friendships form, old friendships rekindled, and bonds with the volunteers from the campus. Just a lot of good social networking that they don't even realize is happening. When we first started these dinners, it was like eating in a library. And I mean, you could hear a pin drop. We even bought a music speaker because it was so quiet in there. And like 3 months into it, we had to turn that off because there was this noise and laughter, and it was really a great transition. The friendship and the relationships that it's built is one of the most important things.
But I really like Kent State doing this for us, because we didn't have that at first. Everybody was in a different direction, but now we're coming together and be one.
And as far as the food goes, I think it's a great help in when they have an unexpected expense. People think, well, it's a fixed income as long as they stay on their budget. But when you need new tires, or even sometimes it's as simple as new boots, how do you budget that in? And by having these dinners, this is one less meal a week they have to worry about. That adds up. And that's where I see, as far as financially helping the residents here, is huge.
Once again, Emily France, Campus Kitchen's director.
Where I'm from, it's a rather food insecure area. So my mom has always had me help volunteering, and it's just been a big thing in my household to volunteer time at like local food banks and things of that nature. And then coming to Kent State, I started to have to pay for like tuition, an apartment, all my books. So everything becomes a major expense. So Campus Kitchen really took some relief. So it's been really nice.
Just put it in perspective. This is senior living, and to show their appreciation, they got together and went and painted the rock at Kent State. Okay, that's how much it means to them. So, and to me, that's huge when you have a bunch of senior citizens out painting a rock on a campus.
We've been visiting Kent Way Senior Apartments during one of the meals served there by Kent State's Campus Kitchen. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.